It's been fun. It's been fun. I mean, this season in general has been really fun. It's I played against a lot of teams that I talked to in the offseason, and I played against my former team. Being in the playoffs, playing in February for the first time in my career, the work atmosphere has been very consistent. It's been a very fun ride this year.
Make you feel a lot younger.
It's I felt good this year. The great thing about it was there's a lot less stress here when it comes to playing football for me, because I just get to come in and play football. I don't have to worry about all the other things that's going on. I just come play football and that's it, you know. And so I get to put all my focus and energy on that aspect.
You don't have teammates coming in with this.
No.
You don't have
men. Not at all. And not that I didn't like those things, but it's just at this point, it can definitely be tiring.
So you don't have management or coach that say, come on, we got to meet with the leaders.
Hey, man, these guys already had their leadership structure in hand. All I had to do was come and do my job. So that's a plus.
And the family's good?
Everybody's great.
They're going to be here?
Everybody's going to be here.
How many?
I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out. But I've got a ton of people across the country, man.
Is there anybody going to be left in Luxax?
Hey, they'll be there. The whole city will be up, man. The whole city will definitely be up. All right.
When you walked into that meeting, what did you think was going to happen?
Which meeting? The meeting? What I think was going to happen, what I thought was going to happen, happened. I thought that, I think that me and Scott have always had a mutual respect for one another. He's always dealt with me honestly and openly. And so I didn't feel like there would be any different conversation than the one that I felt we were going to have. So I just went in there and just said, hey, we need to talk. And he said, all right, let's talk. We talked. And, I aired some things, he aired some things. And then at the end of the day, we said, he had to take some time to talk to some people, and then came back, and it was, we figured it was the right thing to do.
So you didn't hear anything from him that surprised you or shocked you?
Not at all.
Forced you to
Not at all. I mean, he was trying to persuade me the other way, but at the end of the conversation, we both had a great realization that it was the right thing to do.
Chris Canty has said everybody in New York should get ready for a parade on Tuesday. Have you heard it, and what's your reaction to it if it's new?
No, I haven't heard it, and that's great for them, man. I don't expect anything different as far as, like, everybody should be confident. Both teams are very confident that they're gonna have a chance to win this game, and they should be. So for a guy showing a lot of confidence in his team, that didn't surprise me at all. And the fact that he was, able to come out, that's no different than any other, that's the only difference between us and them is that, hey, they want to say it, that's fine. But I think both sides believe that we both have a chance of winning.
How big is an inspiration of playing for the memory of Mrs. Kraft for this team? How big has it been?
It's definitely been a driving force through the course of the season. It's definitely been one of those things we have no choice, to forget. It's right there on our chest every time we put our uniforms on. So it's definitely, a driving point. I specifically, because of being in the meetings with Mr. Kraft last offseason, the CBA meetings, I knew how tough that was on him, and I knew that for her to give him his grace, give him her grace for him to come to those meetings and be a part of them, because she knew how important it was, not only to them, but, to the game in general, that's definitely a blessing. So she was definitely a big part of the reason why this game is still going on.
To this point, your kicker, Steven Gostkowski, he doesn't have a signature kick. Not really his fault, because he really hasn't had the opportunity. What kind of confidence do you have in him if it comes down to a final play and on his foot?
I have a great amount of confidence. He's definitely a mentally strong guy. I see him make big kicks every day at practice. He's made big kicks throughout this season. So I don't, we playing for the tough stuff. So, I think we'll be ready. I'm very confident in any and all my teammates.